It's Thursday, October 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in the Southeast Asian nation of Laos drove 7 Christian families from their homes last week for their refusal to renounce their faith. These evicted believers now live in the woods with no food or clothing and nowhere to turn for help. Please pray for these persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. The communist nation of Laos ranks 20th on the Open Doors World Watch list of worst nations for Christian persecution. Matthew 19, verse 29 says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers, or sisters or father or mother, or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." World Health Organization officials have reversed course and are now condemning coronavirus lockdowns. The Spectator, a British magazine, interviewed Special Envoy of the WHO, Dr. David Nabarro, last Friday. Nabarro said lockdowns have caused a, quote, "terrible, ghastly global catastrophe," end quote.
We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of this virus. Remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Lawmakers grilled Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett for a third day yesterday. Senators have pressed Barrett on issues involving religion and abortion. On Tuesday, Barrett acknowledged that the infamous abortion case Roe v. Wade was not a super precedent of the Supreme Court and could be subject to overturning.
As Richard Fallon from Harvard said, Roe is not a super precedent because calls for its overruling have never ceased, but that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled. It just means that it doesn't fall on the small handful of cases like Marbury versus Madison and Brown versus the board that no one questions anymore.
Barrett also acknowledged the attacks on her faith and her family for filling this position.
We knew that our faith would be caricatured. We knew our family would be attacked. And so we had to decide whether those difficulties would be worth it, because what sane person would go through that if there wasn't a benefit on the other side? The benefit, I think, is that I'm committed to the rule of law and the role of the Supreme Court in dispensing equal justice for all. I'm not the only person who could do this job, but I was asked, and it would be difficult for anyone. So why should I say someone else should do the difficulty? If the difficulty is the only reason to say no, I should serve my country. And my family's all in on that because they share my belief in the rule of law.
Last week, a California judge dismissed a lawsuit against Fuller Theological Seminary for expelling students living in vile passions with one another. Judge Consuelo Marshall wrote that the federal civil rights laws against so-called sexual discrimination cannot be applied to an educational institution that is controlled by a religious organization. Lifeway Research found that 53% of Protestant pastors plan to vote for President Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential elections. 21% plan to vote for former Vice President Joe Biden, and 22% are still undecided. Interestingly, Protestant pastors support Trump much more now than in 2016. At that time, 40% were undecided, 32% supported Trump, and 19% supported Hillary Clinton. Episcopal church attendance in the U.S. is down nearly 25% last year compared with 2009. The denomination's number of active baptized members has also been declining. Jeffrey Walton, Anglican program director with the Institute on Religion and Democracy, noted the declines have been mainly in theologically liberal dioceses. Revelation 2, verse 5 says, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." And finally, a 22-year-old man from the Central African country of Gabon died a hero recently after rescuing a little girl trapped inside a house that was on fire. Freddie Mugambu braved the raging flames and found the screaming girl inside. After bringing her to safety, he had to go to the hospital with third-degree burns. Sadly, He died several days later. In God's providence, the girl survived in good health. John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.